Hi, speaking with Jessica. How can I help? Oh, hi, Matt. I did. Hi. I was just giving you a quick call in regards to Mum. I went out and saw her last week to complete her 6 month review. She was talking about care, like permanent care up in Perth. I think she wants no. Yep. Yeah, of course. It was just. It was just she was talking a little bit around in circles when I was talking to Mal about whether he wanted to hire or purchase a mattress. She was like, we can't do that. We're going up to Perth. We're going to go into permanent care. And I did ask I did ask her whether. No, that's fair enough. I is there anything that you're thinking that they may need? Because every time I go out there and I suggest different services, they're not really open to anything. Yeah, so going back to probably about April or May when I was sorting out Mal's mattress, I did send through a referral for Mum as well. And when the OT got out there, she then declined wanting one. She was happy with the spare bedroom. But since organizing everything for Mal, I went out and saw them again yesterday and she's wanting a mattress. So I'll send that one through. Are you happy for Mum to sign off on that mattress? Have you got any concerns with Mum signing anything? Well, he's told me that he does like it and I'm purchasing him one. So the OT goes out and assesses them for these types of things. I can't just purchase things willy-nilly or they can't pick and choose. The OT has recommended that one. He's hired it for 2 weeks, and we're going to purchase a new version of it. So I spoke to them. It was probably Thursday last week, and then again yesterday I went out and confirmed with Mal, and he wanted to purchase it. So I can get the OT back out there to assess Mum for a mattress, but depending on what type of mattress they recommend is the only one I can. Obviously, Mum will trial it first. And then if she's happy, So she'll be trialing it at home for 2 weeks or so before we look at purchasing. But yeah, are you okay? Yeah, are you all right with Mum signing off on anything? You've not got any kind of concerns with me speaking to Mum about things? So, Yeah, so they used to have light and easy, and we spoke to them about, yeah. I also suggested having a carer come in and help them meal prep, and they weren't open to that either. But I was just, yeah. Yeah. But I really just wanted to reach out and see if there was anything that you could suggest that they would need that I could then bring to them for them to say yes or no to, obviously. They've always got the choice, but I'll get sorted where that mattress. And yeah, the main thing was I just wanted to know whether there was placement in the near future. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, lovely. No, that's okay. Yeah. So I do have the physio going in for both of them once a week. Which but yeah, I've obviously suggested some of those things, a bit like social support, getting her out, even just to go for a walk, a bit of shopping support, those types of things. And yeah, she's they're both not very open to having anyone kind of in. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Does anyone have like formal enduring power of attorney or guardianship over mum? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah, no, that's all right. Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Okay. Yeah, well, you've got my number, so if anything kind of changes or if you do manage to get anything kind of in place once the house is sold and that type of thing, if you can provide documentation just so we know who we need to speak to in regards to services and things like that for mum moving forward. Yeah. I think I do. Is she located over east? Yeah. Right, okay. Yes. Yeah. All right. No, that's all right. I just thought I'd have a quick chat with you. I'll organise the OT to see mum about that mattress and then we can go from there. Yeah. 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 She also did mention that she may want a recliner chair, and something like that is something that she can take into. Yeah. Mum has got more money in her home care package than Mal does. Let me just bring it. She does have quite a bit. Let me have a quick look. So no, it won't get canned. Mum and Mal are what we call grandfather clients once the new scheme comes in. It just means that they won't be able to build up as much money every month. So she does have about 21,000 in there at the moment. If she does go into care, that would obviously go back to the government. The reason the reason she was thinking about a recliner chair was because that's something that she can take into a home. And that can sometimes take, 12 weeks or so to be assessed for and to get, depending on the model and whether it's getting made specific for mum. So I wanted to kind of just touch base. Yeah. All right. Recliner. Right. Yeah. Yeah, because if they'd have said something about that at the time, we could have looked into it, but. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, the footrest. Yeah. No, that's all right. Thank you so much for your time, Marco. And if you've got any other concerns about Mum or Mal and services or anything like that, please don't hesitate to reach out. This number here, will get through directly to me, but if you just call 9581 0481, that gets through to our office. So if I'm not at the desk, anyone will be able to answer some questions. Yeah. All right. All right. Lovely. Thank you so much. You take care. Okay. Bye.